It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Small businesses may have a chance at economic relief from the state. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
State lawmakers are returning to the Colorado Capitol for a special session on COVID-19 relief. They will consider giving small businesses more than $100 million. Half of that will likely be dedicated to tax relief for bars and restaurants. Governor Jared Polis hopes lawmakers will pass a slate of bills to extend a lifeline as federal coronavirus stimulus talks have stalled. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The pandemic has raised questions for small businesses about how the holiday shopping season will go, and this past weekend kicked off what's traditionally the busiest time of the year. Diane Ruffner came to shop at Old Colorado City on Saturday. She says she is concerned about the pandemic.
So I just try to be really careful about it, and I do a lot online, but you know, I try to come out a little bit just to get in the spirit.
On Friday, El Paso County joined others in the state with restrictions that keep indoor dining closed. Retail shops remain at 50% capacity, with an emphasis on curbside pickup and delivery. Nearly 80 unhoused people living in an encampment in Denver's Rhino District will soon be forced to leave. City officials plan to do the cleanup today, despite facing a federal lawsuit over such sweeps. Advocacy groups say that clearing encampments could spread COVID-19 by causing people to disperse throughout the community. The lawsuit asks the court to stop sweeps until the pandemic is over. The Denver Art Museum is putting more tickets on sale today for its exhibition featuring the work of Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. The museum had to scale back capacity inside the Mexican Modernists exhibit and canceled some people's tickets because of new COVID-19 restrictions. The museum says more tickets will be released daily. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.